seminary graduates in Indonesia help earthquake victims in Java. War in Iraq is pushing U.S. soldiers to seek truth. And Christians now have a tool to help with their World Cup outreach. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The earthquake that struck Java, Indonesia 3 weeks ago hit an area where AMG International has had work for many years. One national worker died in the quake and many others were directly impacted. AMG's Paul Jenks says they have teams of nationals responding daily to help provide
prayer and counseling, and for those that have been left homeless or grieving for lost loved ones, of course, just trying to minister to them, not only in deed, but also from the scriptures, trying to bring them the hope that only comes through Jesus Christ.
Jenks says working through the church there is strategic and hopefully will have long-term impact.
That gives us a presence that it's not a surprise to anyone. We're not there to proselytize or to just take advantage of the situation, but to really be hands and feet and to express the love of Christ to people that we've had long-term relationships with.
Pray for God to work and bring hope to devastated lives. Next, the price of oil dropped below $70 a barrel after Iran's president welcomed a proposal to defuse a standoff over Tehran's nuclear work. Many Christians point to the 40 days of prayer and fasting in Iran currently underway for the change of heart. Evangelist Sammy Tippett is participating in the event.
One of the reasons I am convinced that the greatest weapon that we have in bringing the gospel of peace to this world is prayer. When we begin to go before His throne and plead to Him, things happen. I don't understand all of the theology of that. I just know things happen.
And things are happening, especially through Tippett's satellite television broadcasts.
Inside Iran, we know of several places where there are groups of people who have all come to Christ through our ministry, and they have formed house churches. But at the same time, there has been an intensified persecution.
Tippett's currently holding a leadership conference for Persian believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2,500 U.S. soldiers have now died in the war in Iraq. Bible Pathway Ministries wants to make sure all U.S. service personnel have an opportunity to know Christ. That's why they're handing out the military edition of Bible Pathway. Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp says the war has seen soldiers turn to Christ in large numbers. They simply can't supply enough Bible Pathway books to meet the need. Pray that Bible Pathway will receive $30,000 needed to print 10,000 more copies. Next, millions of sports fans around the world are interested in one thing, the World Cup. With a World Cup craze at hand, the American Track Society's Chris Nogueira says they've produced a track called 2006 World Cup Soccer. Who will win?
This track is basically being printed in seven countries around the world. In Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Paraguay, Spain, Germany, and Italy. And we anticipate printing a total of 270,000 tracts.
The message in the tract, however, isn't only about the World Cup, says Nogueira.
It basically has an evangelistic message in it. It's more about winning, but not only winning the game of soccer, but winning in the game of life. There's no guarantee that people can win in a game of football or soccer, but you can win in the game of life if you put your trust in Jesus Christ.
The tract is being used by dozens of mission organizations and churches in outreach. And finally, there are big plans in the future for Sat7's television programs for children. While kids' programs have been a vital part of their broadcasts in North Africa and the Middle East, Sat7 is planning to launch a separate channel of totally children's programs. A Just for Kids channel would enable the programs to touch the lives of many young viewers with the love, hope, and truth of the gospel. Pray for God to continue guiding Sat7 to make new and effective kids programming. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.